This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. I want to welcome everybody back to the Cloud Age Solutions podcast series on Telecom Reseller, TR Publications, Cloud Communications Alliance. Today with Bob Norberg, who's the CMO of Cloud Age Solutions. Bob, thank you for joining me today.
Hi. Thanks a lot, Doug. Great. Thanks for having me again.
So, Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit about the background on Cloud Age Solutions, and then we'll begin our topic today, which is sports is back and businesses too.
Sure. Thanks again for having me today. Cloud Age Solutions is a SaaS platform. We've been around for about 15 years. And really what our goal is to help unravel the chaos of telecom invoices and expense tracking. You know, and we do that through our SaaS platform, GPX Cloud, really focused on automating a lot of the things that just take a lot of time. I've got a background in a lot of different industries. I've been a product guy and a marketing guy for most of my career, largely at small businesses. And so I think, you know, one of the things I do is I kind of take little tidbits from each of my stops. And what we're trying to do is to kind of take that with Cloud Age Solutions and try and find a really good offering to help people kind of, you know, manage the chaos that is telecom invoices, which are notoriously really difficult to read, but also manage and track and just kind of make sure you get them taken care of.
So, Bob, it seems like sports are back, which is a big relief to everybody. Not completely or in the same form, but it's back. And it's kind of nice to see just a little bit of normalcy coming back to us.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. It's like a lot of those, a lot of the simple things that we used to take for granted is back. I know, like, you know, the NFL is back. I think it's about 6 weeks now. I'm a hockey guy. So I, you know, NHL just awarded the Stanley Cup to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They had a crash and burn 2 years ago, and so they've kind of come back from that and actually won it all. Major League Baseball's in the playoffs now. In fact, Tampa Bay is in the World Series for that, so Tampa Bay area could have two champions possibly. Even the NBA is back. But yeah, you know, it's crazy that sense of normalcy. I just had a picture on one of my social media feeds. My daughter goes to the University of Virginia. And about this time last year, we went down to a game to go watch the football game with her and visit with her. And it was weird how, like, it seemed so long ago, like, that it was that normal where we could just pick up and go see a game. And so while a lot of these sports don't have a lot of fans, you know, just having them on TV has been kind of a little bit of a sense of normalcy. You know, we're even seeing here that local youth tournaments and leagues are starting to ramp up in places. And so we're slowly getting back to that.
So we're also seeing some of the same for business as well. Obviously not everyone, but many are adopting and moving forward. What do you see?
Yeah, it's that, you know, it is, it's, I think, you know, obviously different parts of the country are different, but like you're seeing people that are really trying to get back into the swing of things, even if it's, you know, the overused term now, which is the new normal, but, you know, businesses are starting to get back into the swing of things. I've seen a bunch of different articles that really have highlighted how many companies are adapting. And what's crazy is they're not just adapting to kind of survive the pandemic, while that's really important for most companies, but they're really taking to heart to change things for better for the long term. You know, see things like business models are changing, you know, different, you know, it's weird. Like, you know, we're talking about sports, you know, my kids are in college. Like, you know, you're starting to see changes as to like how colleges are going to be thought about again. You know, is remote learning going to be a bigger piece? You know, is it going to be a permanent piece is kind of one thing, but, you know, colleges are starting to think about, you know, the on-campus experience. You know, you see that even high school with kids doing that now. You're even seeing like an impact in college sports where, you know, if money isn't coming in from the big sports, you know, what's the impact on other sports in colleges? And does that impact the way the colleges are run? So, you know, you see kind of, you know, different business models, but you're also starting to see trends that like had kind of started and now they're accelerating. And, you know, kind of the poster child for that is work from home, where a lot of people had very flexible work from home schedules, but now all of a sudden the vast majority of people are home. And so that trend accelerated. You see things like online ordering for restaurants. You know, a lot of companies did it to kind of get some incremental revenue. Now it's becoming the way they do business. Even crazy thing like online groceries. Again, that was kind of a niche thing. You know, I know around us we had Peapod and, you know, Instacart does stuff like that. And I was going through the grocery store the other day, and I'm amazed that the people that I see regularly in the store that work there, most of them are going around the store, like packing up grocery carts for people for delivery, either out or people coming to pick it up. So even that is really becoming to change quite a bit. So I think it's really encouraging that business has kind of embraced that. And it's good to see that business is kind of going, yes, you know, we can do this and we're going to go make this for the better and go, you know, kind of do this. So it's and it's weird. While it's challenging, it's also, I think, invigorating for a lot of business to be able to do that.
It really is amazing that, as you said, trends that were already underway, technologies that were already sort of in place are being embraced, and people are really coming up with creative ideas. And I'm wondering, you know, we were talking just a minute ago about sports and the comeback of sports. Do you think there are lessons we're learning there in the world of sports that can be applied to other businesses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. It's one of the things. It's I like to like kind of pick these trends out of seemingly kind of unrelated areas, you know. But you do like, I think there are lessons learned if you looked at a lot of things. And you know, if you look at the way the sports leagues have approached it, you know, I think one of the things you can take away from it, and I think it's an obvious one, is that you have to adapt. You know, there wasn't going to be I'll just wait this out or this will blow over. Like, people really embraced and said, you know, I need to adapt. You know, in the sports world, the biggest thing was this concept of the bubble. Like, you know, and certainly the NHL and the NBA had a very, very hard bubble when they went through it. And it's kind of similar if you think about the work from home trend. You know, in business, that's essentially creating up a bubble where your workforce can kind of stay in you know, kind of safe areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're seeing adaptations, you know, restaurants, you know, we talked earlier about doing more takeout, but even like the need for adding outside dining. We're seeing here a lot of restaurants or towns are actually blocking off main streets in order to kind of facilitate outside dining for the restaurants. And so they're saying, hey, on the weekends, we're going to close these things off. People, you know, putting up big tents. Everybody really is adapting. You know, it was even crazy. I was thinking like virtual doctor visits, which I think people were really hesitant to do at first, unless it was truly emergency, is also becoming more common. You know, you just kind of call up and you talk about your symptoms and go on. So, you know, I think all those people are realizing that you have to adapt, and you know, it's almost kicking people to kind of get out of their complacency a little bit. And I think that they're ultimately going to be better for it in the long term. So, you know, the second thing that I see really is that, you know, more than one approach is available, you know, is possible. You know, not everybody has to do the same thing. And, you know, you kind of realize in some, you know, there's things about your business that are unique or your market that's unique. You know, I think about the NHL. And, you know, they didn't finish their regular season and kind of expanded the playoffs. The NBA, which was at similar kind of point in their season, decided to finish their regular season and then go into the playoffs. Major League Baseball, which was just starting, kind of went with a shortened regular season and had a modified playoffs, you know, and it's funny, the NFL seems to be the closest to kind of staying the course, is where they just started their regular season on time. They kind of slightly modified their playoffs. But, you know, so it was fascinating to see all those trade-offs and how they're doing. And I know, like I said, I said earlier, I'm a hockey guy. You know, one thing that the NHL and actually the NBA need to think about is how does next season start? If this season kind of went longer and the playoffs went longer. So there's like this ripple effect going through. And I think businesses can kind of take that approach as well. You know, they can tailor their approach to their specific environment and their specific needs. So, you know, you know, just because one restaurant is doing one thing a certain way, you may be slightly different. You know, if you're in a tech space, it might be slightly different one way or the other. So everybody kind of needs to, you know, while there's general trends, you need to kind of realize that you can kind of tweak it to kind of fit what you're doing. And I think the last thing, and this is probably true across the board that we're seeing, is that like good data is really important. You know, we were entering into COVID, and as we've continued in COVID, you know, COVID testing and test tracking of data has been really critical to the, you know, we see COVID dashboards everywhere. But it was important for the sports leagues, right? You're seeing that they have to get tested. They have to have the results available. There's protocols in place based on that data. So like data is becoming more important, you know, and even going forward, data with things like contact tracing is becoming more important for a variety of different industries and venues. And I think businesses, again, kind of can learn from that while, you know, data is important in your company, but I think a lot of companies are starting to realize how important data is, that, you know, there are a lot of things they maybe take for granted, you know, in our space where we track expenses, you know, that kind of rubber stamping of the expense because you saw it the month before, you know, maybe you're taking a more critical eye at it. You know, am I making sure my data is accurate? Am I buying all the right things? And so, you know, as you know, operations start to change, and especially if you're changing business models or adapting your model, that data is becoming really important for you to do. So I think good data, it's building, I think, a kind of improving the discipline of having good data and kind of refocusing businesses to make sure they have good data.
So as you are seeing sort of a change in the way people need data, are you actually seeing changes in the data market that you're in?
Yeah, actually we are. You know, it's funny, even early on with COVID, we started seeing kind of people have a need for getting better data, especially in tracking expenses. And one of the reasons is we saw, like, especially as the work from home trend really started to explode, a lot of companies realized they were going to have to spend money, you know, to reconfigure their IT area. You know, they were getting ways to get people remotely connected, whether it be Zoom or GoToMeeting or WebEx or one of the other, you know, or Microsoft Teams. You know, they might be spending money on that. And so if they're shifting spending, they kind of realize, they go, well, we got to figure out, make sure we truly understand what we are spending on today. Can we remove something to be able to better afford this and move things around? And so a lot of them took it upon themselves to kind of assess their existing costs, you know, and as they start to look at it, they realize, they go, oh, we had some visibility, but maybe not as good as we would have liked. So we're seeing a lot of people interested in doing expense audits, particularly we see it in our space in the telecom area, you know, where they're saying, you know, let's go figure out what services we have, how we're connecting them, how we're using them. And so, you know, getting a one-time assessment of those costs. And they're also starting to really look at, you know, managed expense services. So in the telecom space, it's telecom expense management. You know, they're saying, hey, you know, these people are experts in telecom. Should we bring them in, whether it be a managed service partner or a channel partner that's doing it, and help us do that on an ongoing basis? They can help us assess it. They can help us kind of manage it going forward and kind of be involved in kind of being our experts in that area. So I think, you know, we're definitely seeing a lot more of that. And again, it's kind of like that general trend, you know, it's a lot of things I think you see in life as you go. There's a lot of things that you know you should be doing. You're kind of doing them, but not as good as probably you should. And I think these things in life kind of make you refocus and kind of rebuild that discipline. And that's kind of, I think, what we're starting to see.
So how's your company, CloudH, helping your clients through this?
So you know, over the last 2 years, we've built a platform called GPX Cloud. And really what it does is it allows our partners and our customers to really get excellent visibility into their telecom expenses. And we help not just on visibility, but kind of the ongoing management. You know, the key things that we do, and it's one of the biggest challenges with telecom, in the telecom area, is A, you want visibility. You know, a lot of our customers, they have hundreds of providers or bills that are coming in, especially if they're really big. And so just being able to kind of get a view of all that data in a single spot so you can understand it is really important. And so our platform makes it easy to collect all that data, standardize it, and make it visible in our SaaS application. The next thing we did was we kind of made it easy to use. The founders of the company have come from a telecom background. It's in their blood, and they've also come from the telecom expense space. And so they've kind of taken those lessons learned over the years and made the platform easy to use based on their experience. You know, because an easy to use platform kind of allows you to kind of exercise that discipline of being able to do that. You know, the harder it is, a lot of times you don't want to do it. So we're trying to make it easier to use so that you can actually continue to use it and kind of build on that discipline. I think the other thing that we do is we're trying to automate a lot of the things that are just really hard and manual to do. So again, you know, with a lot of the experience the founders have, you know, we try to automate those things so that you don't have to spend a couple hours a day kind of grinding through invoices or coding invoices or running reports, you know, or looking for audit things. You know, we automate a lot of those things. So, you know, we kind of take those aspects, those characteristics, you know, and we have an inventory management module. You know, we have invoice processing where we'll collect all the invoices, we'll code them, standardize them, and even automate the output to your accounting system. And then we have automated auditing and reporting and dashboards. And so we've tried to really make the visibility of all that cost information so you can make the best decisions. And while a lot of times in the, you know, expense management space, you may be looking for savings, but ultimately it's really about getting the right data so you can make better decisions about how you want to run your business. You know, so that when someone says, hey, I think we need to move to X, it's really easy to get the cost information about what you're doing today. You can compare it to what you're doing going forward. So, you know, we really make that easy so that, you know, you can do everything from a one-time audit to manage it on an ongoing basis. And, you know, we think it's really helpful. And it's one of those things that it's, you know, a lot of times it's not the most sexy type of thing, but it's one of those things that we make people's life easier who have to deal with it. And it really does. It has a lot of benefits and fruits at the end of that.
So, Bob, I want to thank you for joining me again today on the ongoing Cloud Age Solutions podcast series, TR Publications. Where can listeners learn more about Cloud Age Solutions and its GPX Cloud solution?
Great. Thanks. So always a pleasure to talk with you, Doug. Yeah, so listeners can go to our website, which is www.cloudagesolutions.com. Or if you want to find out some more information on GPX Cloud, you can send an email to info@cloudagesolutions.com. You can also find us on a variety of social media outlets on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So thanks a lot, Doug. I appreciate always appreciate the time talking to you.
Well, it's always interesting, always far-sighted, always, you know, linking, I think, you know, some big outside trends sort of outside of the telecom and cloud communications world back in. And I think you're, you know, outlining a lot of opportunities and ideas for people.
Great. Thank you, Doug.